Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, tomorrow, a number of families will meet Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to press for a public inquiry into the death of 22 residents at Jalgan House Nursing Home in Dundalk in County Louth. Earlier, I spoke with Vivian McNally, whose father, Dominic, was one of the residents who died. I asked her first to tell me about her father, Dominic, and how long he'd been at Jalgan House.
My father, Dominic McNally, a great, loving man, husband, grandfather. Lovely, kind, warm man. He was in Dalgan House from January 2018 up until his passing on the 17th of April of this year.
And tell me about his passing in Dalgan House.
Well, unfortunately, as we all know, you know, there was restrictions on visits. So I hadn't seen my father nor had any of the family for a few weeks from February. And on the 16th of April, we received a call, and it was to my mother, and it was just that we needed to go out at 3 p.m, but my father had taken a turn.
And he passed away the next day, isn't that right?
He had passed away, yes, the next morning. But when we did go out to see my father on the 16th, we actually were able to get in and see my father, so we were in with him for several hours.
Yeah, that must be some small solace you at this stage. But were you aware at that point, Vivian, of how prevalent COVID-19 was in Jalgan House?
Absolutely no idea, Cormac. Only I had heard that week. My father had turned 80 on the Monday of that week, the 13th, the same week in his passing. And I had actually gone out to Dalgan with some balloons and cards and gifts. We thought we were going to see him in reception, and we couldn't then. But there was two people that came out with PPE, full PPE gear on them, and they took in the presents and gifts and that. So I thought, okay, well, the whole place is secured. And then I had heard during the week that two people had passed for COVID. Again, I spoke to my mother on this, and she said, you know, he couldn't be in a more secure place. He's in self-isolation. But I had seen a picture of my father that was sent to me via Facebook, and I didn't like it. It was alarm bells.
Why? What was wrong with the picture?
Oh, my father just looked horrendous. He was a skeleton of a man. He was pale. Nothing in the picture looked right.
You say that when you visited, you didn't know the full extent or how prevalent COVID-19 was. But we were talking to, Sarah spoke with Owen Farrelly, who's the Managing Director of Jalgan House, on this programme last Friday. And he said he was communicating with families throughout the crisis of March or April, usually with the next of kin by email.
Yes, stating by email, my mother is the next of kin to my father, and she's 74 years of age. So she is not tech savvy like a lot of other older people. So a phone call would be needed. There was an email sent out on the 6th, and it said about the nursing home being broken up into four separate areas. It also stated that, you know, COVID, they didn't want to have an outbreak, and also they just wanted to be honest with everybody and transparent, but they'd appreciate our discretion with the matter. Mm-hmm. And then on the 10th of April, it basically states that since Monday, April the 6th, they'd been receiving daily deliveries of PPE. They'd also supported the nurse and a number of additional carers. They were very grateful for the support from the HSE. They ran a large recruitment drive, which was very successful, and they'd new staff and volunteers. Also, someone to sanitise the place on a daily basis. So that's reassurance. I mean, that's on the 10th of April, but on the 12th of April, Dr. Tony Hoolan was emailed.
And were you aware that that Jalgan House was emailing the CMO and the HSE pleading for more resources, I suppose?
Cormac, absolutely no idea. And I know from speaking, you know, the other families that are in, no one had any idea. If we knew, you know, even anything near to this, we were calling, as it was, and every time we called, you know, we got the same messages. They're fine. They're sleeping. They're okay.
Mm-hmm. And you were getting through. Your calls were being answered, were they?
I think I got through twice. And that was it. But I emailed and I Facebook message and no reply. Maybe days later.
Mm. Were you aware of how short on staff they were?
Absolutely not. The only time that notion came into my head was the actual day that I seen my father on the 16th, because I needed to actually use the bathroom and my father's room had been changed 3 times from January up to March and there was no bathroom there. So when I went looking, it was so eerie in Dalgan. There was no one around. There was no one to ask. And I thought, that's strange. But again, I had been told by the nurse that, you know, the part that had COVID was totally isolated.
Yeah, and that was part of a plan, I think, that was put together along with the HSE following a teleconference call, I think, if memory serves me correctly. But I think the Jalgan House, the nursing homes, apologised to the families through a newspaper article or interview. Were you ever contacted directly? Were you ever apologised to?
And I have gone out physically to Dalgan House to sit face-to-face speaking. And no, there hasn't been apologies. There hasn't been answers. All we seem to hear as families is how distressed staff were. And I totally understand that. We all do, because it was horrific for everybody. But none of us have got an apology. Hence, you know, why we are looking for these answers now.
Mm-hmm. And it must be extremely difficult to deal with the emotional side and the traumatic side of all of this, as well as all the reports and the information that are coming at you. But you probably looked with interest last week at the HICWA reports and the various nursing homes and residential centres, and it found that Jalgan House had a number of infection control risks and that they hadn't proper procedures to keep relatives informed, which we have discussed. But in relation to the infection control risks, when you saw that in the HICWA report last week, how did you feel?
Oh, I think, you know, the HICWA report, to find that, you know, 7 non-compliance on that date that they were going in, and you have to remember here, Cormac, the RCSI had been in for weeks. So they had gone in on the 17th of April to take over operations. And then when they had left, there was in around 10 days, I'm not 100% sure, but HICWA went in and put an immediate action plan. I mean, infection control was non-compliant, risk management, healthcare, staffing, you know, training of staff, all these things. And the fact that Dalgan, you know, that it had to be taken over by the RCSI, the only nursing home in the state, you know, that speaks volumes.
And I think they're keen to point out as well from their point of view that there have been subsequent inspections and that they are compliant right now. But I do take your point. Can I ask you as well about your meeting with Minister Stephen Donnelly, the Health Minister, tomorrow? This comes on foot of the families requesting a public inquiry. But can I ask you about that request? Are you looking for a public inquiry into the Jalgan House nursing home, or is it a broader inquiry that the Special Oireachtas Committee looking at COVID-19 requested, and also that Owen Farrelly requested on this programme last week?
Well, I think it should be, yes, we do need a public inquiry, because none of us as families, you know, we've come together and the support for each other to, you know that we're not alone and that we're not going mad, you know, when we see these things. For 6 months, you know, together we're coming, and the information is information overload, because every day we're finding out new things. There's an awful lot of inconsistencies with information. So meeting Stephen Donnelly tomorrow, we do really feel that there needs to be inquiry into Dalgan, because it was the only one taken over by the state. What we're going to be asking Minister Donnelly is we need to find out exactly what happened in the period from the 6th of April to the 17th of April. Mm-hmm. What support was sought from Dalgan House Nursing Home? Also, what support was provided by the HSE, Public Health And what was being conveyed to the HSE and public health by the provider.
Okay, well look, they are going to be your request to Minister Stephen Donnelly tomorrow. Vivian, can I thank you very much for talking to us on Drive Time, and can I pass on our condolences again on the passing of your father, Dominic?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And that was Vivian McNally, whose father, Dominic, a resident in Jalgan House Nursing Home, passed away last April.